North Carolina voters will head to the polls tomorrow for a special congressional election. And in one race, voters have a particularly difficult decision to make. 22 candidates are running for the 13th Congressional District, which covers an area between Greensboro, Winston-Salem, and Salisbury. We sent Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia to the heart of the mostly rural district to find out how voters are making their choice.
Welcome to Thomasville and the 30th Annual Memorial Day Parade. Bands are marching by, politicians are giving handshakes, and people are waving little flags along the sidewalks.
Thank you for your service.
Bruce Davis is from the town of Welcome and served in the Army in the late 1960s. He's here with his friend Daryl Friedel, a Vietnam veteran. Friedel watches as some politicians ride by in muscle cars. He says he does believe officials are there to give thanks to families of fallen servicemen and women.
Yes, and get their votes.
Which Friedel doesn't seem to mind.
I guess it's good for them to expose yourself to the public and in order to see who you want to vote for.
In fact, Friedel and Davis have not decided their pick for Congress, though Davis does know what he wants from a candidate.
I'd like to see term limits. I don't think you should get up there and make a career out of politics.
By my count, there are at least a half dozen candidates in this parade. Some of them are outsiders, like Davis once, who have never held office. Others have long served in the North Carolina General Assembly. There are a total of 22, yes, 22 candidates in this primary. John Dinan is a professor of politics at Wake Forest University.
Part of it is because it's an open seat race. There's no incumbent in the race. And without an incumbent in the race, a lot of people say, I could win this.
And a majority of the candidates, 17 of them, are Republicans. That's probably because state lawmakers drew the voting district to favor the Republican nominee.
So a lot of Republican candidates have jumped in and said, I could win this or I could see myself winning that.
But perhaps the biggest reason voters in this primary have so many choices is that there's no runoff. So nobody needs to get 40% of the vote to win.
In that situation, a lot of people said, well, it'd be tough for me to get over the 40% threshold, but I could see myself getting to 12 or 15 percentage points. That's a particularly interesting feature of this particular primary.
This means the nominee could win with as little as 6,000 votes. But how are voters deciding? It's not so much the issues, though voters here favor social and fiscal conservatism, as it is simply finding a name that they have heard of before.
A significant goal you're trying to achieve is just getting your name recognition out there, getting your name recognition boosted. That is the number one name of the game.
At the end of the parade, I meet Rosie Sanders. She was born and raised in Thomasville. Her husband was wounded in Vietnam. And she says she has voted in every election since she turned 18.
Did you know there were 22 candidates running for Congress right here?
No, I didn't know that.
That's a lot of candidates.
Quite a few.
I know it's a hard question because there are 22 people running for Congress, but have you thought about who you're going to vote for?
I haven't thought about who I'm going to vote for, but, you know, I'm going to vote anyway. I don't know who I was running, but I'm going to vote anyway.
Hopefully, there will be a name Sanders recognizes when she looks at her ballot tomorrow. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.